聖經使徒行傳第三章。我哋係會用體驗嘅方式，我讀翻嘅書面睇。使徒行傳第三章第一到第十節。
Which I was one of those guys who still woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. But here we are. So good to be here this morning. A week ago, I was we were on vacation. We got back on vacation. A week ago, we were sitting on a beach somewhere in plus 30. And we come home to this. But we're so excited to be with your family. And so that more than makes your smiling faces more than that. And so it's good to be here this morning.
那人就留意看他们，指望着得什么？
We have a lot to go through this morning. We're going to be talking about Luke 17. We're talking about what Jesus has to say about sin, and not about specific sins.
于是拉着他的右手扶起他来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
This whole little section of
Mostly about
Jesus
teaching.
But when Jesus is making his way up to the cross, up to the Jerusalem, and he's teaching his disciples what it means to follow him.
Big part of
what big part of what.
跟住落嚟，我哋系有敬道嘅时间。今日我哋系有一位新嘅党员。我將成交俾我哋教會嘅
翻
譯。主持人，今日我哋歡迎邀請到加拿大特課宣道生命檢查中心嘅執行家嚟分享神嘅話語。佢哋嘅生命檢查中心咧係舊年咧一開始咧服務，咁咧中間咧亦都自己啊係介紹一個嘅生命檢查中心嘅。
So, some of you men that might be dealing with exactly this whole idea of man, if I can't experience God in my life, then why can't I get a sense of his presence in my life? And this has to be a real drain on our spiritual lives, right?
Like
it seems like it stops us. Our relationship
with
God is getting into our minds. We get past this time.
We'll
get out of this rut. We need to come to the point where Because maybe we get too much benefit from them. Maybe we just enjoy them too much. Even though we know deep in our hearts, it's just going
to fuck up.
Or maybe, just maybe, there are things in our lives that aren't as obviously sinful. But it's clear that God plays second fiddle.
Right?
So school is a priority. Work is a priority over God. Our families are priority. Our relationships are priority. Things that might be perfectly good in themselves but become sinful because these are the things that give us identity and purpose and fulfillment and
happiness.
So in our lives, we might call ourselves Christians.
Because God is a good thing. 在下午三点的时候，耶稣的两个门徒彼得和约翰他们就去到圣殿那里祷告的时候，就在这个圣殿的里门口就遇着一个生灵，就是他。各位亲爱的弟兄，正因为这一个人生灵就是他们的人，我想请问一下，他从生灵到今天他被医治被全然医好，他究竟瘸腿了几多年呢？要到参加崇拜和礼拜的时候，私奔好像不是，参加国语堂的都不可以答，如果你知道你答中呢，你可以去扶手，因为你有个摊位，你可以奉我的名拿一个 CD， 我们戒毒所弟兄的诗歌卷轴的 CD， 或者是可以拿一片我的见证的 VCD， 有没有啊？
Pay attention to yourself. If your brother sins, forgive him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and turns to you seven times, saying, I repent,
verse 5 says,你有冇参加早堂崇拜啊？啊好啊，等下你可以出去啊！奉我嘅名攞一嚿 CD 啊！嗱喺我哋嘅《使徒行传》入边咧，第四章佢又好清楚同我哋讲，《使徒行传》知唔知喺边度？
喺
创世纪前边啊！因为创世纪前边有个圣经目录。咁你去睇你就知道係咩。
I pray, Lord, that these words of yours would reach deep in our hearts.
使徒行传第四章廿二节度话，原来藉着神迹医好的那人有四十多岁。
Turn our hearts back to
you. 各位亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹，呢一个人可以生出嚟就系瘸腿嘅，到佢今日后医治咧，佢有四十几年都系瘸腿，都系不能够行走，都系做乞衣嘅。
Dream dreams that are as big as you are, God.
我想问一下，好似咁样嘅一个人，喺佢嘅朋友嘅当中，喺佢嘅亲戚嘅当中，喺佢嘅家人嘅眼里，喺佢社会嘅人士对佢嘅眼光，对佢嘅评语系一个点样嘅评语咧？
The first thing our passage talks about is
Jesus
says temptations to sin are sure to come. But in other words, it is impossible to avoid temptation to sin.
冇盼望嘅人。
Temptations in themselves aren't sinful, but what it leads us to, the things that it causes to do, that's the sin in itself.
So temptations themselves aren't necessarily sin in themselves,
but what it causes to do, that's when it becomes sin. Right? So temptations are inevitable. It's impossible to avoid temptations. And that's what Jesus is saying for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a saint,or sinner, there will always be something that will cause you to feel like you need or you want to sin. And the Greek word that's used here is a word called scandalon, and it's often used in reference to an enticement to sin. And even more specifically, what it refers to is an enticement to sin that causes someone to lose faith in some way. So there's sins that possibly can lead someone to lose their faith.
Yes,
but if you think about it, right, if you think about it, if you take any sin out there, if you take any sin out there, all of them leads to you losing faith somehow. Right? Because when sin is on your heart, what you've done is you've traded faith in God for a faith in whatever it is. So let me explain.You've traded your faith in the God who loves you. He pursues you.
point. 咁我咧十一歲咧傻教，因為屋企冇錢，等我又去偷人哋荷包啊。
What you've done is you've placed it with the faith in the earth stewardship that you think fulfills all your needs for
connection. Maybe Papa doesn't have money, but you can compromise yourself emotionally.
Maybe you can compromise yourself
emotionally. Then, 後來呢grade 6的時候呢更加因為呢在這個學校識煙仔被訓導主任罰款就請我去台上呢單獨一個人享受這個貧富分子肉咁我一個人食一碗貧富分子肉咁唔好意思嘛下面啲人睇
We often don't realize how far we fall into sin until it's too late
咁你
四咩嗰啲咩冇花
咩就
快啲嘅朋友
嘅周圍流嚟
講 It's not because God is not sick
後來咧就
God's never gone wrong Joshua One says that
新加坡咧會喺度講話做我係新加坡嚟嘅
He's been there 咁
咧我喺新加坡係好少聽嘅狀態因為呢個
國家是 Asian
所以咧你聽到我哋講嘅話你我係嚟到呢度啊問題唔係話我第一次在教會講道我話啊，好似國語嘅係話咧，主觀之眼啊，第一次喺現實裏邊，我
時時
嘅所有嘅事情都唔得。我同我啲
仲話咧，
耶穌未上十字架之前，係一個
主聖嘅記號
啊。所以咧，神啊，我都係咧感謝主嘅，好多好事情啊。如果我講錯，請你原諒啊，因為我。我講得好唔好一嚿一嚿咧，你好正確嘅，請你不要難為。不過你放唔咧，就好似你家庭喺度講嘅，有啲安慰啊啲嘢嚇。咁啊，咁啊，我就喺新加坡就參加呢個黑
人節，
我哋都唔知呢個係咩，因為咧人哋黑人會係攞槍噶嘛嚇，係有炸彈噶嘛。新加坡淨係攞玻璃樽，係攞
鐵板嘅鐵板，
所以其實攞嘅係呢個煙霧嗰啲
車，係一萬嘅車啊，
幾萬
啊，啲嘅
鎖匙啊，咁啊喺黑市入邊咧，我
就唔知
幾條嘅都係點樣飲酒啊，打多啲人牌嘅啦，咁啊仲有
好多都
係賣啦，賣煙仔啦，啲酒啦，啲煙啲啊，黑市嘅煙難做啦。最後十六歲咧，我揾組織嘅時候，要用到搞呢個物品，然後咧，其實啊，我就喺位置咧，我一路做嘅都大人，都有嘅，我做咗一個地方，都好似咁樣，攞住攞住攞住，咁我咧就去瞓喺個大人嘅床度，咁我哋其實咧就係瞓喺
嗰啲嘅
家人嗰度
瞓，
咁我
哋
新加坡。啲街市係好乾淨嘅，
衣食住
新加坡翻翻住嚟係咪？乜嘢都要翻嘅嚇，咁啊翻下就好乾淨啦。咁啊，所以咧，哇！我哋嗰個賣菜嘅
檔口咧，而
且佢用嗰啲魔石啊
，millstone and skull don't go well together. So tie that around your neck.
喺個魔石嗰度，你話好
tie that around your neck and get thrown into the sea. Jesus saying, it's better for us to drown and die like that than for us to cause someone else to die in eternal death and cause them to sin.
如果你要經歷咧，你去新加坡。
Right, because that's what's happening here. If we're the cause of someone else sinning.
但係你知道咧，呢啲賣菜嘅人咧，佢四點五點幾就離開檔噶啦。咁我點算啊？俾佢叫醒，喂，起身走。咁我要去邊度咧？嚇，咁早啊，都冇地方去。咁我哋新加坡有啲兩層
樓嘅祖屋啊，即係好多啊。
好個通道咧係二樓四樓樓個個坐梯嘅，咁啊有個走火嘅通道咧。
I mean that's pretty much it, right?
咁啊係唔能夠通
嘅，係
唔能夠上，唔可以。
Stop staring at it, right?
But
look, obviously there's more to this than that. Because temptation can take on different kinds of forms.
Men
our senses fill us with things that tempt us all the time.
When
we see things, we hear things, we smell things that tempt us to compromise our faith. But in our everyday lives, temptation can rear its ugly head in a variety of ways. There are active forms of temptation, for example. Right, there's a classic image of the seductress enticing some unaware guy to sin. Right? And I'm not going to spend too much time on this active temptation. Because I'm pretty sure we have a big grasp on not actively enticing someone to sin. For example, I mean, if you're participating in sin and you're actively bringing others, if you're trying to convince your girlfriend to sleep with you, even though you're married, that's an act of temptation, right? If you're trying to get others to help you cheat in school or cut corners in work, that's an act of temptation. And then there are more passive forms. This is where I want to go. We might not be the one to be directly
intentionally
at the moment to get into the person to sin, but our compassion encourages you to keep on sin. Firstly, it tells us, oh, if your brother sins, you're being looked up, right? Or maybe you're in a position where you're too low. Like, take me for example. As a preacher, it's my obligation to get what I preach. And if I teach you wrong, or if I teach you the way that actually causes you to sin, I have no business to do
your whole life.
If that happened, if something I actually said caused you to lose your faith and sin, then what I've done is I've tempted you to sin.
I've encouraged the apartment.
You look to me for biblical teaching, and I let you down the wrong path. I have to make an account of this to God. So my burden to get this right is massive. I feel the weight of that every time I stand up and talk to you. It would be better for me to hang a stone around my neck and jump in the sea than it would be for any of you guys to sin. Here's the thing. Any one of us who follow Jesus, I mean, if there are Christians who are younger than you, if there are Christians who are much mature than you in the spiritual world, if they look to you in any way, you have that same burden on you. Because your lives are a living lesson to people on what it means to be a disciple. Right? How you live your life teaches younger Christians about how they should live their lives. But if your life is wrapped in sin, you may not realize it, but your life could be a temptation for them to live the same. You could be the source of temptation for sin. And what you could be doing is causing some of the trade in their faith to be broken. It would be better for you to hang a stone over their neck and jump in the sea. This is what Jesus said. We might not like you because we That's what it means for us to be able to do it.
So
can let him
say something.
啱啱初頭信嘅時候咧，就拜讀嘅時候，
就
帶住所獲嘅
話，就係我哋。If your brother sins, you can, and if you repent, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in pain, seven times in pain, I repent, you must forgive him.
Now, this is very
interesting. And it sounds great.
If you have a brother,
but if you're the victim here, it's the worst thing. It's great because Jesus is saying that the victim needs to forgive if the sinner is genuinely repentant. It's terrible news for the victim.
Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital.
And a lot of what I have to say, but Jesus says this. He says, pay attention to yourself. He says, pay attention to yourself. Whether whenever someone has wronged you or hurt you or abused you or mistreated you, pay attention to how you react. Pay attention to how, watch out for how you respond. Because it's easy to be, for us to be blind to an unforgiving spirit. We may have been hurt and say to ourselves, it's okay, I'm good. It's been forgotten. But deep down, if we can pay attention to ourselves, we find that the little things about that person who offended us in the first place, that who set us, who hurt us in the first place, the little things they do just set us off.
Right?
We get irritated by these people's
actions.
Hidden in resentment and bitterness, deep down in us that we never
imagined. On the surface,
we're like, but if we leave that undealt, it's going to distort our relationship with that person. It's
going to
warp and twist our relationship with other people. It's
going to
affect all those people. And not just that one relationship.
以前就可以
結 friends 啊，
好多人話你唔係信耶穌啊，唔可以
friendship。
我哋
而
家我哋會
friendship， 會打啊，做啲 slight 啊，
你都 pursue
係可以，
唔需要啦。
When they put
us in the new highlights,
it's just
so
angry,
so difficult, so difficult, so difficult, so difficult, so d
It affected her entire life, right? There's unforgiveness there. It twisted her. It changed her. It affected her and the people around her, her husband, who weren't directly involved. Relationships were changed. Her circle of friends were changed.
You
were once close friends, but now their relationship is just a shadow. The relationship will never be the same. They themselves
will
might be taking root and fit into your heart and to a fester in your own and then see your
father. Okay, that's what I was talking about. I'm going to have a meeting with a C-Lite King guy. A C-Lite, I don't know if I'm going to have a meeting with him. He was like, wow, so I'm going to have a meeting with him. I'm going to have a meeting with him.咁啊，
反正
比較
穩
定。哇，
依家食嘢方
面都咁靚仔啊！我猜過你，我幾時食耶穌啊？我係信耶穌啊！咁啊，其實我都唔係好靚仔嘅，即
係
我
心擺面同個
馬路一樣一個窿。
But Jesus is aware of the resentment we will have if unforgiveness takes root in our heart. The true forgiveness.
Forgiveness is identified with the wrongdoer.
Inwardly paying the debt of the wrongdoer and seeking
forgiveness.
What he's saying is that forgiveness is realizing that we are no better than the wrongdoer. Just because someone wronged us doesn't mean that they're below us or beneath us. We know we've truly forgiven.
if we know that we've truly forgiven them, if we no longer seek karma, On the other hand, we know that we know what you want to get and we actually
see it.
Whenever
I no longer consider the wrongdoer as human, I no longer identify with them because somehow when Keller says forgiveness is identifying with the wrongdoer, when Jesus says a brother who sins is still a brother, this is what it's about. We're all in the same boat. We're all sinners through and through. You and I are more of a sinner than we could ever realize, and so is your enemy. Don't exclude your enemy from your community, but don't exclude yourself from their community as well.
So in 我們這些吸毒者可以做傳道人呢，可以話咧係上咗岸㗎啦，可以洗底㗎啦。如果從人哋講咧，
How can I forgive someone who's hurt me and abused me so deeply?
But
yeah, here's the thing though.What he's saying is, man, if you have any faith in me, if you understand my gospel at all, and you trust that gospel at all, if you understand what I'm doing, what I have done, what I will be doing for you all, even in the tiniest amount, you have it in you to forgive. You can Because look, I mean, if you were finding forgiveness hard, if it's a hard thing for you, look at what Jesus did. Look at what Jesus had to forgive. Because as big as your hurt may be, as big as your hurt that was caused to you, the forgiveness required from you will never compare to the debt that Jesus forgave you. Never compare. It's miles apart. So if you are genuinely a follower of Jesus, you have it in you as difficult as it is. And the only way to forgive other people's wrongdoings is to see what Jesus did to forgive your wrongdoing. Because as far as the east is from the west, so far as it has removed our transgressions from us, we're wrong. So the natural thing is we demand justice, right? We're wrong, so we demand payback. We demand restitution. We need vengeance. But the gospel is that Jesus never asked for payback from us, even though we deserve it. Jesus was the one who we hurt, but he never sought vengeance from us. He never sought restitution. He went and paid our debt. He took the vengeance on himself. He took on the immeasurable suffering to pay the price of our own wrongdoing.
If you build it,
he did it for us on our behalf.
If you build it, he will come. If he comes, then I will build it.
When it comes to sin, don't let it be about do this and don't do that. Let it be about how we have been already freed from the shackles of sin
that were put on us.
Jesus frees us from the fire that tempts us, and he gives us strength to endure. A genuine faith means that God has already given us resources to be able to live up to what he
requires us. And that resource is Jesus.用社会的人士看到生命转化的神迹，看到耶稣基督福音改变的大能，更加重要是被社会人士知道，我们教会基督教不是在四埲墙里面敬拜神，我们都关心你们社会人士的需要。这一种吸毒的问题，这一种赌博的问题，这一种沉溺行为性的问题，国家没有帮到你。我哋华人社群都冇能力去帮你，边个组织愿意攞咁多钱，24小时免费提供食物俾佢哋住宿？呢一个工作喺华人嘅信仰嘅团体入边啊，唔系慈济功德会开头做先，唔系佛教开头做先，呢个嘅工作咧。在我们华人的信仰的团体里面，我们基督教开始做的，在温哥华这里。所以我们要给他们知道，在我们基督教帮你做了一个这么好的事，这个是我的一个经历。就是我在缅甸短宣的时候，我们坐那些嘟嘟车，那边有个阿婆上车， 咁我哋好自然就會介紹自己啊！我係傳道人，我係神學生，我係牧師啊！咁個阿婆一聽到牧師，佢好嬲啊！佢好大聲話：牧師，我以前好憎牧師噶，見到牧師我就鬧佢噶。我諗死點啊！我坐喺入邊，佢上啱啱上車喎，要走又唔得啊，要走又唔好意思喎，嚇咁啊要俾佢扭親網啊嚇！但是个阿婆咧，忽然间咧，佢又变咗佢话：但是而家咧，我好尊重牧师噶啦，因为我个仔咧啱啱喺福音计读所出嚟，哇，变得好乖啊！咁样啊，哇，我哋松咗一口气。嗱，各位亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋盼望透过呢一个嘅工作，用耶稣基督嘅名再次被高举起嚟。我哋要希望我哋社会嘅人士。他们就算将来不信耶稣，他们都知道教会对他是有好处，是关心他的，他都会 respect Jesus， 你尊重教会，尊重上帝。但是这个工作不容易做，因为我们在前线和魔鬼来抢救灵魂，所以我们很需要大家为我们祈祷，因为我们在前线，魔鬼会攻击我们，他可能会令到我们打击我们，令到我们丧志灰心，不敢再做下去，或者是会来攻击我们，让我们再跌倒，再做回以前那些不好的行为，以致我们失去见证，不能够再来为主打这一场美好的战。所以希望大家在你的祈祷当中纪念我们加拿大突破宣道的同工和我。所以各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们盼望加拿大突破宣道能够继续的在这个地方好像建立一个蝴蝶园那样，能够继续的来编造一个一个蝴蝶生命蜕变、生命转化神迹的故事，让世人见证神的荣美。所以各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，希望你们能够为我们祈祷。我们的神是昔在、今在、永远的神，我们的神在圣经里面能够施行神迹医好瘸腿的，他今天到医好这个李斌来，他将来仍然要继续施行这个生命转化的神迹。但是各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但是为什么我们接受了耶稣，我们的生命没有转化呢？因为我们好像这个瘸腿的一样，为什么这个瘸腿的只是来到这个圣殿的当中呢？因为在摩西的律法里面，他说你世世代代的后裔粪幼陈疾的都不可进近你献他神的礼物、神的食物。即是我们好像这个瘸腿的一样，我们人好像入到你这个圣殿这里敬拜神，但是其实我们没有入到真正的来到这里来敬拜这一位神，亲近这一位神。人在心不在，我们因为尘疾的缘故拦阻了我们，不能够来直接来到神的面前，人道不过没有真正的来到。我们可能不像这个瘸腿的一样生下来就是一个瘸腿的，但我们属灵的生命一生下来的时候，我们却是一个残疾的人士。我们没有瘸腿，但是我们的脚不能够行主所喜悦的道路，不能够为主行这个福音的道路，我们的脚专门行主所不喜悦的道路，行世界的道路。我们的手没办法为主做工，我们的手专门做什么？做我们自己的事，做一些伤天害理的事，做一些不好的事。我们的口不能够赞美神，不能够敬拜神，我们的口只是可以咒诅神，成日讲人家的坏话，成日讲教会的不好的地方。 我哋嘅眼睛睇唔到神嘅意象，睇唔到神嘅话语对我哋嘅教训，对我哋嘅启示。眼睛净系睇到嗰啲前边咁多黄色嘅嘢，睇嗰啲唔好嘅嘢、污坏嘅嘢、神所不喜悦嘅嘢，净系睇到人嘅缺点，睇到教会嘅唔好嘅地方。我哋冇睇到我哋自己，却系一个属灵尽职嘅人。我哋嘅头脑冇思想神国度嘅事情，专门思想地上一切嘅事情。我哋好似呢个瘸腿嘅一样，嚟到教会只不过系想攞好处一样嘅。我哋好似呢个瘸腿嘅一样，佢嘅人生就系以金钱为主。佢哋虽然嚟到圣殿，但系佢却系一个目的，就系希望嗰啲入殿嘅人俾佢一啲嘅金钱。所以耶稣叫我哋不可侍奉马门。一个人唔能够侍奉主，你唔系侍奉马门，就系侍奉神。当然，我唔系话我哋唔可以赚钱啊，因为我哋基督教入边都有好多好成功嘅生意人、成功嘅专业人士。但系呢一啲嘅成功唔会充分佢嘅头脑嚟尊主为大，因为呢一啲嘅成功唔会夺走去敬拜神、亲近神嘅时间。有好多人话我唔得闲啦，听日唔得闲去教会做礼拜啦。点解唔得闲呢？因为我嘅亲戚在美国上来啊，要陪他喝茶，喝茶重要过你敬拜神啊。所以我们教会不是那些无所事事的人才来教会的，不是那些很得闲的人才来教会。我们有很多董事长啊，很多经理啊，很多 professional， 很多医生专业人士，他们很不得闲的。但是这些不得闲都没有夺走去敬拜神、亲近神的时间。所以各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以我们好像一个尘疾的一样，我们需要求主赦免我们，再一次反省我们来到圣殿当中是否仍然有尘疾。所以各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们求主帮助我们。这个瘸腿的他见到这一天见到耶稣的两个门徒彼得和约翰，他们当彼得约翰要入殿的时候，他就向他们求助祭。彼得约翰定睛看他，你知道什么叫做定睛吗？这样大大粒眼仔碌碌看着他。过去这个人的经历就是这么多人经过这个圣殿，从来没有一个人瞄我一眼的，最多是掉两个铜板呢就入了去的了。但今天这个人竟然这么大粒眼定睛看我，不单止看我，还跟我说你看我们。我相信你应该很大声，你看我们，应该是这样，因为他没有理由眼睛这么大粒就说你看我们。这么大粒应该是你看我们。哇，这个人听到这样的一句说话，哇，应该这个人至少有什么钻石啊给我，是不是啊？或者没有钻石都有黄金啊，没有黄金至少或者都有张大牛啊，是不是啊？但是怎知彼得跟他说金银我都没有。哇，如果我是那个瘸腿的啊，这么大声跟我说叫我看你，结果是跟我说你一毫子都冇。如果我是那个黑衣，我看我等上你一锤打过去的了。现在你没有玩玩啊，有些黑衣真的可以等上你的。去奉公之后又会行去搭的士的。那各位，彼得是不是真的金银都没有呢？我们相信不是的。因为在第二章那里他很清楚跟我们说，当时信的人他们分物供养啊， 佢哋嗰啲信嘅人将佢嘅田产家业都变卖咗，照各人所需用嘅嚟分俾各人，所以佢哋系过一个共产嘅生活啦。佢哋系过一个均平嘅生活嚟噶，人哋有嘅俾得佢哋都应该有噶。而且彼得仲系大师兄，仲系攞住抽大锁匙嘅，咁咪应该系要翻倍，应该系大师兄翻倍噶嘛，系咪啊？咁佢应该手上都有好多现金流嘅，佢点解话我金银都冇咧？因为彼得要同佢讲嘅系呢一啲唔能够满足你嘅，呢一啲暂时嘅嘢我冇啊。如果呢一啲能够满足你，呢一啲能够俾你永恒嘅嘢，呢一啲系能够满足你，系能够俾你永恒嘅，你就唔需要天天被人抬嚟喺呢个圣殿做乞儿。你之所以需要天天，就系因为呢啲唔能够满足你。你今日得到咗，听日又再空虚噶啦。你今日得到咗，听日又再空虚。你听日又要重翻嚟做呢个乞儿啦。嗱，各位亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋之所以我哋做咗基督徒咁多年，仍然不能够满足，因为我哋唔知边一样先至能够真正满足我哋，边一样先至能够俾我哋永恒嘅满足。但彼得同佢讲：虽然我冇呢一啲，但系我有更加重要嘅、更加好嘅要俾你。咁我所有嘅就系同佢话，我有一个更重要、更好嘅俾你，就系我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走，比去耶稣基督。各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有很多时候我们说、生命转化，但是我们信了耶稣都没有生命转化、为什么会这样、我们看到那些人、读了圣经读了这么多年都是这样的样子、有什么生命转化？各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有人问我点解会咁？其实我要同你讲嘅就系呢啲同耶稣冇关系噶，系嗰个人嘅问题噶嘛，同圣经都冇问题噶。圣经好清楚嘅应许我哋，圣经都系神所默示嘅，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学，亦都系有益嘅，叫属神嘅人得以完全，就能够预备行各样嘅事情。一个人如果愿意接受圣经嘅教训，佢系有能力去做好事噶，去行善事噶。我以前系一个抢人哋钱嘅一个人嚟噶，系教人哋食白饭噶，系呃人哋嘅钱噶，是那些专门虾基督徒的一个人来的。因为我觉得哇，那些基督徒呢身恭敬令这么有钱，我们看看我那些没有钱的人的仔好妒忌他们。而且呢那些基督徒呢，哇，成日呢英文呢噼里啪啦噼里啪啦这样，我们讲那些福建话那些就好妒忌他们。而且个个戴眼镜啊，哇，好斯文啊，好似好好高嘅教育啊。我系一个读小学六年级嘅一个流民咧，好妒忌佢哋，所以就打佢哋。而且睇到嗰啲基督徒啊，乱劈劈咁样嘅而且咧仲会还手啊。所以我以前好中意虾基督徒噶但系第二间我都变成基督徒，仲做为传道人添。我以前系一个咁嘅人。但今日我能够做善事，因为圣经的教导令到我得以完全预备行各样的善事。哪一个人愿意去陪这些吸毒者24小时，放低屋企人？我现在我的太太我的仔女是住在外面，我是住在一个福音戒毒所里面，我呢一个礼拜最多1万2万回去陪我仔女睡觉。哪个愿意陪这些吸毒者，这些的赌难赌鬼？但是神令我们能够预备行各样的善事。各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，跟圣经没有关系，圣经应许我们可以得完全的。但是为什么看到那些人读了圣经这么多年都是这样的样子呢？有一个牧师有一次跟一个 做分緊搶嘅老闆啊，一齊行路啊，啊分緊工場啊，唔係搶，唉，聽日你去街市嗰度買分緊搶嚟食就死啦，分緊工場嘅老闆啊，咁咧佢就行啊行啊，個老闆就話：牧師，你哋話你聖經幾犀利，幾改變人，喺社會都係咁多唔好嘅人。咁啊，牧師都唔知點答佢喎嚇，但係佢哋行啊行啊行啊，睇到前邊，喂，有兩個細佬哥喺嗰度嚇，地上玩玩到成身泥喎嚇，咁啊牧師就話同佢講，唉，你話你嘅番梘幾好啊，你睇，啊啲細佬哥身上都係咁污糟啊，哇，個老闆即刻好嬲喎，嚇，關我嘅番梘咩事啊？係佢哋唔用我嘅番梘啫嘛嚇，咁牧師又話係啊，你講得啱啊，誒關聖經咩事啫？是他们不用圣经的嘛，关耶稣什么事呢？是他们信了耶稣，很多人信了耶稣，从来没有亲近耶稣，从来没有思想耶稣，没有去遵行耶稣的旨意的。很多人信了耶稣到现在连一本自己的圣经都没有的，就算有圣经都是撇在家里不知道哪个角落那里，就算有带来教会都是放在个凳的旁边的。其实同圣经无关系，同耶稣无关系，是我们没去用这个圣经。我们有读有听有研究，我很害怕那些人说我很喜欢研究圣经，我想要深入的研究，深入的研究，那我就 你深入研究要你做什么？你整天就指人家闹人家，其实圣经跟我们说，我们最重要的当然读经研究都重要，但是最重要整本圣经跟你说的，不单只是要读经研究圣经，最重要是要去遵行神的旨意，和遵行这一本书所记载的。所以有很多时候我们读经读经读经，但是我们没有去行出来，所以我们的生命仍然是老亚东的生命，仍然是没有生命转化。各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们是生命即是经历主耶稣基督福音的大能，我们的生命一定会令人家有所惊奇，有所稀奇惊讶的。这个瘸腿的他被医治之后，他很兴奋，他跳着行着赞美神，各位，他跳着行着，因为他很兴奋，他很开心，他40年来都活在那个受捆绑受压制的底下，他从来没经历过什么叫做自由。但是今天天父的儿子欲叫他自由，他就必得自由，必得真自由。但是今天得到真自由了，他很开心很劲。所以我们的生命都应该发出赞美的声音，让人家在我们的身上看到耶稣基督的光荣。所以各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他的生命让到那些在圣殿里面见到他的人都觉得稀奇惊讶，这个人过去是一个乞儿，今天竟然能够跳着行着赞美神。你知道什么叫做稀奇惊讶吗？稀奇惊讶就是哇哇这样啊，哇变了啊，哇不同了啊。那以前人家见到我呢都是哇哇声的，不过人家见到我呢就是哇这个人又来了，哇又见到他啊，哇又出现了啊，此哇非彼哇，知不知道啊？我们不要那个哇，我们要人家哇哇这样啊。各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，盼望我们的生命能够用耶稣基督生命转化的神迹在我们的生命活出来，盼望我们真的做一个真正的基督徒。做基督徒不是信了耶稣得做永生就结束了，不是的。很多人以为信了耶稣我得到永生就结束了，不是，这个是一个开始，不是一个结束。好像我们 攞到呢個移民嘅身份咁樣，唔係結束啦 ，case close 啦，而係開始認識呢個加拿大嘅文化，開始認識加拿大嘅律法，開始去適應呢個加拿大嘅生活。我哋做基督徒都係一樣，信咗耶穌得咗永生，都係要開始認識呢個基督教嘅文化，都要開始認識呢個神嘅律法，都要開始適應呢個基督徒嘅生活。所以唔好將耶穌擺埋一邊，唔好將聖經擺埋一邊。讓我哋做一個敬畏神、一個遵神旨意而行嘅人，做真正願意付代價嚟背起十字架跟從耶穌嘅一個門徒。让我们的生命能够为主发光造焰，成为耶稣基督福音改变的大能、生命转化神迹的见证人，用耶稣的基督的命能够透过我们的生命见证再一次被高举起来，让世人都尊崇耶稣基督为主。我们一起低头祈祷。亲爱的天父上帝，我们实在觉得很亏欠，我们信主这么多年，我们的生命没有突破，我们的生命不能为主发光造焰。主啊，恳求你帮助我们能够天天反思省察我们是否在我们的生命